I was talking with Kelly during the break, and there's two main reasons why folks won't buy these or are scared to buy them. Number one, where are they going to find the energy to do that? Number two, the performance levels, are they going to be up to par? And probably we should add a third is the cost, but the cost is going to come down as they build more and people buy more. But to play devil's advocate, you're going to burn coal to create the energy, the electricity for these cars. So are we gaining anything?
Well, the board's going to be burning gas soon, as you know, because we're building a gas plant. But whether the energy comes from coal, gas, wind, solar, some other form of geothermal energy, or even hydro, it's native. Almost all of the energy used to produce electricity in the United States is native. And that, of course, reduces our dependency on foreign oil. So I think that that's a good thing, and I think as a country, we're moving towards more renewable sources, cleaner sources, and as you've probably seen from some of the coal plants that aren't being built, away from coal to some extent.
Kelly, how much is the board considering using wind as a source?
We continue to investigate it. It's always in our mind to look for good places to have wind. Obviously, Michigan is... in mid-Michigan is not the best place. So, but we are. It is part of our portfolio, and we continue to look for places to locate wind.
All right, before we let you go, let's talk about this program, which I think you were telling me is overbooked. There's 25 folks who are going to get lucky. Tell us about this program.
Well, the first 10 vehicles actually were slated to go to our community partners. We have a number of our communities that we serve who agreed to purchase a couple of vehicles, electric vehicles. And those are already slated, and we're waiting to slot them in as we get cars starting in March. The other 15 were slotted for residential. And our early adopter hand raiser list is full, but we're still taking names because in January we'll be interviewing people to make sure they qualify. Because this is a federal program, there are some restrictions. It is a 5-year commitment, and the cars have to have a logo. You know, obviously they have to qualify to purchase the vehicle. And we want to make sure that everybody who makes the decision to purchase a vehicle off of our program qualifies and can stay in the program.
All right. All the energy companies, especially in Michigan, consumers, DTE, they have a program. The federal government is offering $7,500 in tax incentives for buyers of the Volt and other electric vehicles bought in or after 2010. Now, with the Lansing Board of Water and Light's program, the first 25 who signed up will forget about it because they've got a waiting list. An additional $7,500 cash will top off the federal tax incentive. The Board of Water and Light will pay for the installation of the charging stations at the participant's home or place of work. Discounted electric rates may be proposed in November. To qualify, as you mentioned, the buyer must live and work in the Board of Water and Light service. I'm moving to Lansing, I think. How cool.
Yeah, one of the things that we wanted to do with the program was make sure that charging was visible and charging was convenient. So the reason we're installing basically two charging stations for every vehicle that we're deploying in Lansing is just that. The more people see charging stations and the more convenient it is to charge, the better we will be. We are also working with Coulomb Technologies, who has a large grant for Michigan, to work with businesses who are willing to pay for the infrastructure themselves, and Coulomb is willing to give them a charger. So we're going to continue to kind of gain the assets we can find and all the incentives to make charging as visible as possible.
Kelly Christensen is the manager of customer projects, development, and marketing for the Lansing Board of Water and Light. If people want more information, give me a website and phone number.
Our website is www.lbw.com, and there is a link right on our website. And the phone number is 517-702-6831.
Thanks so much. I don't know why, Kelly, but I'm excited about this. The usual feedback from people like me who are kind of clueless about this to learn about this?
Everybody's excited. We've had a lot of response. About a week ago, we had a Volt ride and drive in downtown in the Capitol, and it attracted a lot of attention from people just walking by asking about the vehicles. Obviously, the media has picked up on this, but I think it's a really exciting project, and I'm hoping that it energizes Michigan's economy, too.